You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our partnership with Concentrate Media, bringing voice to their weekly online feature stories about the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry, joined by On the Ground IPSY project manager Sarah Rigg. And hi, Sarah, what did you write about this week, and who are the guests who are joining us for this conversation?
Hi, Lisa. I was thinking, as we were coming up on this Christmas season, about the difficulties that local people who make a living from selling crafts and other handmade goods might be facing this year. Of course, the pandemic has changed the landscape. There's a couple of regular makers markets or craft fairs that were not happening this year. But on the other hand, some other opportunities have sprung up in response to the pandemic. So I just wanted to see how local crafters and makers are dealing with the situation. And I brought with me a husband and wife who each have their own crafting business, Amy and Bill Pemberton.
Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Should we begin with what is your craft? What do you two create and sell in the community?
Well, my name is Amy Baldwin Pemberton, and I create fairy doors and all kinds of little goodies to go in your fairy garden to make it a whimsical little spot that you just can't stop looking at. And my pieces are all made out of polymer clay, and it is just a wonderful format that I've been working with for about 30 years. And I transitioned to making fairy gardens about 5 years ago when the trend really started to become a hot thing around here, especially with the fairy doors of Ann Arbor. But I've made mine a little bit different. Mine are very bright and stand out, so they're not woodlandy at all. They are whimsical and wonderful.
And Bill, I understand you create in the Harry Potter world?
I do. I make Harry Potter-inspired wands out of wood and found objects, anything from broken pieces of jewelry to like action figure accessories and yeah, anything I can kind of get my grubby little hands on.
So it sounds like you are two very creative people who've had to become even more creative in the pandemic.
A little bit, yeah. Yes, we own a small graphic design company here in Ypsilanti, which definitely business was slower, but we've always really enjoyed just all the energy you get from an art fair or festival.
Yeah.
And we missed it a lot this year. So we decided to set up pop-ups in our backyard and people could schedule a time to come and shop privately, which was really great because
yeah.
At a show, you don't know, there can be, you know, maybe a third or a fifth or whatnot of the people are actually interested in your product. But when people came to schedule an appointment, they were here to shop. And so that was really exciting.
Has business been strong?
Yes and no.
It's definitely not been a normal year.
Yeah.
We've done some other pop-ups here in Ipsy, sponsored by Back Office Studio downtown. And depending on the weather, honestly, when the weather was miserable, we did better. When it was nice, we didn't do so well, but it was weird.
Yeah, explain that one. How did that happen that way?
We don't know. That's usually not how it goes.
Right.
These people felt really sorry for us. They're fine. We'll buy something.
Well, you certainly don't have your traditional way of selling your, is it crafts? Should we call them crafts or how about creations? Your creations.
Creations sounds good.
Yeah. So here we are coming up on the winter months. Do you have plans for that?
Well, I finally got Bill to build a website. So that has only been live for a week. But I've been online since May, and that was really necessary with me having the fairy garden items. People were really ready at that time of year to get out and start creating in their yard. So I knew that's what I needed to do. And then I started doing local delivery or people could pick up from our porch. So we'll probably continue on that path because it just doesn't really feel safe to do a lot of other things right now.
You may have actually benefited from that because people did spend a lot more time outside in the past few months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I loved the pictures people would send back of, you know, once they got everything set up, they would send me back a picture or post it online. And that was really exciting to see that I brought a little bit of joy to their families this year that's been less than a joyful kind of a year. Mm-hmm.
I was kind of reluctant to kind of move stuff online because I feel like with my wands, it's more almost a tactile like experience to pick out a wand, which has been really hard with people not touching, like not picking them up and feeling them. So yeah, that's been a little bit of a challenge this year.
And Sarah, who else did you talk to for this article?
I talked to quite a few people. Several people had been vending at those back office studio pop-up shops. And then also community member Teresa Allen has been doing sip, shop, and eat events that are focused on Black business owners. I talked to Robin Carter, who is the owner of She Simply Beautiful Maxi Dresses. She was really fun to talk to. And Kenyasia Jackson, she owns a candle company called Scented Solutions. And I talked to Tracy Davis from Tracy Sweet Touch Production, and she had an interesting story because she's pivoted a couple times, not just from the pandemic, but she started out as a baker and then realized that it might make more sense to shift to crafting. And then after the pandemic, she expanded yet again and added masks to the line of creations that she makes.
Sip, shop, and eat. Not easy to say, but that sounds like right up my alley.
And then one other person I spoke to was really interesting. It's Jerome Nichols from Butters Hygienics. I wouldn't really actually call him a crafter or a maker anymore, but that's how he started. He started with the farmers markets, but now he's kind of actually a big deal. He had one of his best years ever because people are so interested in hygiene and cleaning and, you know, soap and things like that, which is exactly what his business focuses on.
So I heard the word mentioned pivot, which I think is the word for 2020. And it sounds like that's what you, Bill and Amy, have done with your creative creations.
Yeah, we've tried at least.
And you feel okay going into 2021 that you'll still be able to keep up with this?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm definitely missing the classes I used to teach that were once a month. And those are going to be gone for a while yet. But I'm going to look at some ideas too on being able to send people the crafting kit and then have a Zoom call. So I'm hoping that'll be something I can add to my line in 2021.
I'm pretty optimistic that by summer, I think we'll hopefully be back to a little, not normal, like a new normal, but a little more open than last year. So
that's Bill Pemberton and his wife, Amy Balzer Pemberton, joining us with Sarah Rigg for On the Ground Ipsy this week. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.